Mason Nealon here talking with Audubon head coach Sean Burke. Sean, we appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage every week.
For you guys last week, you play a Cam team that a lot of people thought would be one of your tougher matchups so far. Talk us through kind of what you guys did against Cam and what you felt like you did well against them.
I feel like we played a really complete game on the defensive side. Obviously holding a team to negative yards on the night jumps out to a lot of people for good reason. Our defensive line is really where it started last week. Just really overpowered, what they were trying to do. And then when our D line is having that kind of a night and they have to double or help or whatever, when you allow our linebackers and Austin Christensen, Carter Overmeyer to be that next level of to find the ball, get the ball. They failed. Our secondary didn't have to do a whole lot, which we thought was going to be the emphasis this week. But I mean, we thought they were going to throw a little bit more. But they were, even when they did go to throw, I think they were, 2 for 9 or 3 for 8 or something along those lines, where they only had a handful of completions, and then we had 4 or 5 sacks on top of that. So I think they were getting a little bit concerned of when they dropped back that they were risking a pretty negative play after we had 2 interceptions, including a pick 6 and 5 sacks on the night. So, when the D-line is taking care of business like that, it really, really, kind of puts everything else in line. And defensively, I thought we played really well.
And you talk about playing well defensively, and for you guys to go out and put up negative 20 yards on the board for an offense, like holding an offense negative 20 yards, that says a lot about your defense. What do you feel like, though, your defense has done throughout these first 4 weeks that has created that kind of havoc?
It's cliche, but it's everybody doing their job. It's for us. We're pretty vanilla on defense. We're not, there's some teams that, mix up fronts and stunts and different coverages and whatever else. But, when you scout us, it's where we're going to line up. And, that can be a little bit deflating when you know we're going to line up and we do our job really well. But that's what it's about. We don't want to get beat pre-snap. And so once we're aligned, then it's about doing your assignment really well. And I think that's what's really taken to that next level. We don't have linebackers over-pursuing or DBs sticking their nose in where they're not. I think the play, they really emulated it for me was early in the game. Cam was backed up in their own end zone. And they had the Bauer kid at Wildcat, and they had this little trips bunch set where we knew that they like to run to that strong side, but at the same time you can't oversell on that, right? So they line up, they shift, we match the shift perfectly. They come back right out of it, and they try to run it to the strong side, which we assumed they were going to. And then the Bauer kid sees that our defensive end or our linebacker, one of the two, I think it was Brody Weber, a defensive end right there on the strong side point, got off the double team or had the tight ends down block beat. And Carter Obermeyer is coming right behind him into the next gap. Austin Christensen and the nose guard are in the next two gaps. Our backside D end and our backside corner at home. So when the Bauer kid goes to cut back, there's absolutely nowhere to go. He dances a little bit. Tries to make a cutback lane. A lot of times an 8-man, if you get that cutback, there can be a lot of green grass. But you just see the front side turns it back. Everybody in the middle's in their gaps. The backside guys didn't stick their nose in where they're not supposed to. Aiden Kiergaard comes down at corner to turn it back in and make the tackle. But not only he's there, but Austin has showed back up. Our defensive end on that side has showed up. By the end of it, I think there's about 5 or 6 guys getting in on the tackle. And I think that was kind of a theme that, Jeff had talked about a little bit post-game, was that there was times where they had a tough time from the broadcast booth saying who had made tackles. I think that's probably been one of the coolest things for us, is one of the first plays of the game, they went to throw a bubble out to the edge. And, we had 5 guys get there on the catch, basically. Which is saying something for us. It's not exactly something you always see. So for us, I think that's probably one of the coolest things for us right now, is just seeing how well we flow to the ball, but we do it with discipline, and everybody's doing their job. And we're running side to side and swarming to the ball. Like I said, the cutback by Bauer was so sound. I thought that was pretty symbolic. But I also thought about there's a bubble play early on where. They try to kick out Jorgen at corner. He gets by Bauer's block. Mason and Carter coming down from the backer slash safety spots that are split out. And then you have our D-line and Austin Christensen turning to chase the ball. You know, they throw a bubble and you end up with five guys in on a tackle out on the perimeter for no gain. Just the way we're flying to the ball on that side, but also doing our job is really impressive right now.
For you guys now, you turn your attention to Fremont Mills, a team that's sitting at 3-1. You have that common opponent in Cam now. Do you feel like you guys are going to look at that game as a game to kind of key in and see what you guys can do against them?
Not really, just because teams change so much over the course of the season. And personnel wise for them, you know, they're starting tailback that was playing week one, pretty impressive specimen. He's been injured the last couple of weeks, so we've peeked at that film to talk about, you know, how that might change what they're doing if he's at tailback. But more than anything, we're watching the more recent film against Waco, just because it's what they're the most familiar with. But also, this week is a week where I don't know the last time that I would say that there's as little of a, you know, tendency report or, you know, as little of we're putting into film this week, as weird as that sounds, just because when we pulled up their report, you know, they'd run just a ton of plays and they'd also run a ton of formations. So when you have a team like that doesn't really give you major tendencies where, you know, on the course of the season, they've run, you know, hundreds of plays or whatever. And the they've run like the same run play. The most common run play that they've run is, you know, maybe 15 times or something like that. So they're very multiple. They really take what each opponent is doing. So for us, more than anything of, you know, looking at a certain film or films, it's more just kind of figure out what they're doing. And then at Friday night, it's going to be about doing what we do, you know, making sure that, you know, when we get a formation or an assignment or a motion, how do we handle those basic rules? Kind of like you talk about in the summer and the fall camp, because you almost treat it like a week one game because they have so many different things they do. You know, you can't get paralyzed by trying to overanalyze that and, you know, talk about here's all the plays they run, here's all the formations they run. You know, they're going to have some tight ends, they're going to have some wings, they're going to have some backs, they're going to be empty, they're going to be multiple. I think that's a sign of a well-coached team, and Greg does a great job down there. So for us, it's going to be defensively about, you know, lining up, seeing where they're at, and just playing those pre-snap rules, which is great for us because we don't have a ton of, you know, crazy defenses or anything like that. We pretty much just match up what you're doing. And then offensively, you know, they've shown three-man, they've shown four-man, they'll blitz, they'll do some different things. So for us, once again, it's about getting there, making those in-game adjustments quickly and soundly, and going from there.
And so back earlier in our interview here, you talked about you guys playing kind of sort of a vanilla defense where everyone just does their job. Is that something you feel like you guys are going to have to revert and kind of rely on here, just play kind of your role and make sure that everyone does what they need to do?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to know your job. You know, if you're based on the formation, if you're on the running back side and the running back leaks out to the flat or run a little wheel, which they like to do, you better be ready for it. You know, and if you're the safety and you're in the box and they motion somebody out of the box, you have to follow that motion. You know, I think it's just those simple rules like that you have to make sure you're following, because they're well coached enough that they don't run. You know, there's been teams this year that we've played that we've had a really good scouting report that we knew, hey, when they get into this formation, they're likely to do this. Hey, when they run this motion, they're likely to do this. Hey, when this kid is in this position, they like to do this. And Fremont's well coached enough, and they've got such dynamite kids that you know, they don't have to move a lot of guys around. Guys do their jobs. You know, there's no tell that way. And then formations, motions, and plays, I think they're really good about adjusting week to week. So how they attack Cam versus how they attack Boyer Valley versus how they attack Woodbine, how they attack Waco are all slightly different. And I think the thing that jumps out to us is the fact that, you know, they have, I think they're like 50-50, almost identical, 52-48 maybe. On run pass, they're very multiple, and they're against Cam, for example, week one, they were a tough time running the ball early and just decided to go the air. And I think they ended up on the night just deciding they had a lot more success there, and they're totally comfortable doing that. So we have to be ready for that. Our secondary is definitely going to have to be ready to go this week, because they're as balanced and as good at that as anybody we've seen, probably the best passing attack, probably the best, you know, coaching staff and game plan wise. So I'm sure they've got some things up their sleeves for us. We've got to make sure we're ready to go do our thing, which, yeah, ties back in with what you're saying, that, you know, we just need to basically play our week one, day one intro to football of here's how you align against this, here's your assignment against this, We're probably not going to be diagramming a ton of crazy things up because that's when kids slow down and start to think too much, and nothing good happens after that.
For you guys as well, I mean, on the defensive end for Fremont Wills, what do you feel like they're going to try to do to stop your guys' offense that's been kind of explosive this year?
Yeah, I think they're going to try to be multiple. I think, there's times on film, that they've shown a three man. Other times there's a four man. They'll be zone pretty much all the time. But short yardage, we've seen them try to shoot some blitzes and such. So, they're going to try to live in our backfield. They're going to try to wreak havoc. They're going to try to be the aggressor. They're not going to sit back and let us run the ball for 8 to 10 yards a carry and just, try to play soft. They're going to play in our backfield. I think, when we looked at the scouting report, I think they've got 38 TFLs on the season through 4 weeks, which is almost 10 a week. 10 a, so I mean, and then you think about the fact that they've played Cam, Boyer Valley, Woodbine, and Waco, and they still have that many negative plays for a team. And then you factor in the fact that they're, top 5 to top 10 in the state in both interceptions and fumble recoveries. And they play an aggressive defense. They're not extremely big, which makes it respected even more. They're flying around. They're aggressive. They're nasty. And it jumps off the page. So we have to make sure we are gap sound in knowing our responsibility on offense. If someone's coming through my inside gap, we better make sure we pick them up. And I think they're going to try to play some different games on that end as well.
For you guys as well, what do you feel like having such an explosive offense so far? Do you feel like that offense needs to be explosive come Friday again, or do you feel like you guys need to kind of more just be fundamental?
It'll be kind of take what the defense gives you. If they're lining up in some super aggressive, stunting front with no linebackers or something, and we can hit a crease and be explosive, that's certainly how you counter that. If they sit back in kind of their normal zone with a safety on top, you just have to make sure you take care of your assignments up front. Don't let the D line screw it up. But they generally have pretty good safeties and DBs that are going to flow to the ball. So it's probably a week where, depending on the formation and alignment, we're going to have to be okay with understanding that our running back or our quarterback, whoever has the ball, is probably going to have a one-on-one with a DB. You're probably not going to be able to scheme things where, everybody's blocked up just because they do such a good job. They're not going to get beat by motion and formation. There's been some times this year where we've been able to scheme some things up so that we've got a hat on the front side and we just outnumber people. Fremont Mills does a good job of making sure they don't put themselves in those positions. So, probably not a week we're going to be extremely explosive unless they start to really dial up some pressure.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck coming up with Fremont Mills.
Thanks. Appreciate it.